I'm Walt Lindler, and this is Wildcat Wednesday. It's where we talk about things happening at Northern Michigan University, the home of the Wildcats. Today, Mark Evans and I speak with Kirk Guckenberg. He is an associate professor with the School of Technology and Occupational Sciences, and he's here to talk about the welding program. Here's more with Kirk Guckenberg.
So we have a two-year associate program that was started in 2020. We have a one-year certificate that has been going on for many years. And we also have a minor, so students in bachelor's programs can tack that on to their bachelor's studies.
Okay, so this is something that obviously is one of the technology or technical skills, hands-on sort of CTE training. What is sort of the general popularity? I mean, how is it, what's the response?
Oh, we've had great success in the recent years with such a big influx of retirement in the industry. So we've seen a lot of students coming in very successful upon graduation, and there's a lot of good that's been going on in the program, and seeing a lot of student success.
This is actually a pretty exciting time for all of the trades across the board here, because we're discovering, like I said, there's more and more and more of a need for everything from welders to electricians to, I mean, you name it, across the board. So this has got to be a program that's sparking quite a bit of interest with people.
Absolutely. All of our programs at the Jacob Eddy Center do. And it's great to see the interest, student interest from the region, from the local schools. We spend a lot of time in the local schools, and there's a lot of interest coming from the K-12.
Well, traditionally, when you think of Northern Michigan University, you think of the four-year degrees, the advanced degrees, and things like that. The vocational, for lack of a better term, is becoming more and more and more of an anchor of things over at NMU. We're hearing a lot about that from the CDL training to the welding that you're representing here today. I mean, it's really changing higher ed.
Oh, certainly. With the upgrades in our infrastructure, we need skilled trades people to complete that work, and all of our programs are working out successfully. We need a lot of tradespeople in the next 5 to 10 years.
Who do you have on the program that is there to help educate those that want to take part in this? Tell me a little bit about the faculty, maybe some of the highlights of the things that you teach.
Oh, sure. We have two full-time faculty and several adjunct faculty who teach with us. I'm a graduate of the program, so I work with my instructor from when I was there, and our adjuncts are working in industry right now with local companies, so they bring a fresh look to the industry, staying updated, staying current with the industry trends, and we're always looking to expand and keep building.
We're talking with Kirk Guckenberg, who is an associate professor in the Technology and Occupational Sciences program in the welding side of it. And one of the things is, Kirk, that I know you've had some updates to the facility itself where you do this, because you're in what is now known as the Jacob Eddy Complex. Tell us about that, and how has that increased your opportunities for learning for those that take part in the program?
In 2023, our renovation was finished and our building was dedicated in September. And we had a complete overhaul of our welding lab. We have 36 welding booths with plumbed gas into every booth, which allows us to run all processes in every booth that align with industry standards. So we're training students with current industry equipment, which prepares them nicely for when they graduate.
So when you do this, it's a two-year program, and you can learn really from some of the latest equipment that when you get out, you can get a gig, you can get a job.
Absolutely. Yep. We have the two-year associate program and the one-year certificate that provides students with good work at graduation.
And you are landing students in those jobs too, which is the nice thing.
Absolutely. Certainly. Yep. We have a great placement rate all over the UP, locally in Marquette, and across the region.
Do you have the typical sort of traditional student age, or do you have students from non-traditional categories?
We have both. Most of our students are traditional students, but we have quite a few who are non-traditional students returning after work, returning after the military, looking to change careers or upskill.
The other thing, too, is, you know, the Neanderthal old guy over here hears welding, fabricating, things like that, and you think the guy with the greasy hand, I mean, young women are getting involved in the trades. It's really, like I said earlier, an exciting time for anybody that wants to explore this.
Absolutely, yes. And we have a wide demographic of students. We have a lot of females in our program. We have, like I said, a lot of non-traditional. And it is changing. It's a good career, and it's a stable income.
Well, let's give people some information. If they're hearing this today and they're interested in getting involved in learning about welding, it's a career option for them. It sounds like it's very appealing to them. How do they find out more?
You can reach out through our website, which is nmu.edu/TOS/welding. That's TOS/welding. Or we have an Instagram page that's run by our student club that has a lot of great updates and live information.
That's Kirk Guckenberg, associate professor in the School of Technology and Occupational Sciences at Northern Michigan University, talking about the NMU welding program. For Wildcat Wednesday, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Nidala.